Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. CJ is in the studio with us today as well. Me and him are heading down to the Keys to do
road
a little
trip,
diving.
Road trip.
Actually, we're going to dive, but I guess it's a road trip.
Well, we got to take the road
there.
Yeah.
And, we're going down to do some diving. Tomorrow morning, we're heading down to see our buddy Captain Slate.
Sweet.
And we got to have an early morning departure for the Rec Racing League's next underwater scooter race. Now, my scooters aren't working, so we may have have to borrow one down there, or we may be spectators on the wreck of the Benwood down there in Key Largo.
Which is cool, too.
Also,
hold on.
Rumor
they're
has
diving,
it.
They're diving the wreck of the Bentwood?
Benwood. Benwood is what it is. The Benwood.
Oh.
Wreck of the Benwood.
I thought it had been named for President Clinton.
Mermaid Tony is going to be down there as well.
Oh.
And she'll be the one holding the checkered flag for this underwater scooter race. That's what we're working on. We're going to try to set up tomorrow.
So we'll see. Finish line.
You should see if she can get your scooters working.
Yeah. Anyway, so
I'm just saying, she seems like the kind of girl that could get your scooter working.
Not afraid to get her hands dirty, kind of thing.
Not afraid to get any part of her dirty, near
okay.
as I can tell.
Yeah. Whatever.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, she's a diver.
Yeah, she's a diver, but you know, she's up for anything. You know, maybe we can get her on the air later. Yeah, we'll see if we can talk to her about it. What she's
okay.
up for? You never know. But we got that to talk about. Also, some other travel tips I want to share with you today. Also, a new website. And if that weren't enough.
And it's not.
Let's check in with our friends from Grenada. Now, Adrian is a person we have not had on Scuba Radio yet. He's from Native Spirit Scuba. But I did talk to him.
Okay.
And you may have heard the interview that we were talking about diving with him when we were on down there in Grenada.
Exactly.
But what's unique about Native Spirit Scuba in Grenada is they're the first and only Grenadian-owned and operated scuba diving and water sports center down there in Grenada.
It seemed to me that whenever you were talking to somebody in Grenada or Carriacou, that they had an accent which was European.
It wasn't Grenadian, at least not what I took as Grenadian.
No.
Or wouldn't expect as Grenadian. But Adrian is tried and true. He's a Grenadian. Correct, Adrian? Am I right?
Yes, sir. I'm a Grenadian.
Yes.
And
see,
that makes
what
sense.
That's what a real Grenadian sounds like.
And
now
it
we
makes
know.
Sense because his name rhymes with Grenadian. He's Adrian the Grenadian.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
That's why he's the producer.
Yes.
Comes up with catchy names like that.
Yes, indeed. So, Adrian, yeah, I mean, you were telling us this story when we were down there diving with you, which was quite remarkable, that you worked your way up through the ranks there in Grenada and ended up working at a dive shop. And here you are, you know, many years later, actually running it and owning your own dive center, Native Spirit Scuba, right?
Yes, sir. I worked my way up. Back from 1989, I started full-time in HMC. That was located in the Grenada Grand Beach Resort.
Uh-huh, okay.
Used to be called, back in those days, the Ramada.
Okay, all right. And so you worked there and it kind of, I don't know, like worked up your skills, so to speak. They kind of trained you, showed you the ropes a little bit, and you took those skills and just built on that. And next thing you know, slowly but surely, you got into your own operation, right?
Yes, sir. I started there as a boot handler, and by the end of 91, I was a dive master, and continue on from there.
Nice. Now, it's nativespiritscuba.com. You can check out the operation online, of course, and book directly with them and go out there and visit Adrian in Grenada. But, Adrian, does that end up being a big factor for your visitors that dive with you, that you are a local Grenadian? I mean, I would imagine living there all your life or having so much experience there, life experience, that you can show people a little bit of the real Grenada from a diving and just a lifestyle standpoint, I'm guessing. Can't you?
Yes, sir. I mean, I have been around here longer than anyone else who is in the diving industry now, any one of the dive shops. And this is the first Grenadian-owned and operated dive center on the island. There is no other Grenadian-owned and operated dive center on the island. It's a great feeling to be like that. It's a great struggle to come like that, but I love it.
Well,
for me, at the end of the day, the action is the juice.
The action is the juice. That's a Grenadian a phrase, but I think I hear what he's saying.
Well, I think this is my question. I'm glad we get a chance to talk with the only Grenadian dive master or dive shop owner.
Yeah.
Why aren't more Grenadians into scuba? Why aren't more of them owners of dive shops?
Yeah, the difficulty stems from financial and the will to continue. I am sure there is other Grenadians who are willing to get into this kind of business, but the startup, it's very, very difficult financially. The Grenadians who parents maybe are able to afford to help them to start up the business, they don't want to be in this kind of business.
Yeah, it's rough financially, and you have to market outside the country, having those resources.
And I would think you have to love it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, the main thing is that you have to love it.
Yeah.
Because initially, you wouldn't make any money for the first 10 years, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, what's the old adage here in the dive industry? If you want to make $1 million in the dive industry, start with two. That kind of thing.
Yes.
But you're doing what you love, and slowly but surely you find a way to make it work for you and make a few bucks as well. So, and that's what you've did. So, I mean, it's an amazing story when you look at all the operators down there in Grenada. They're all nice. But it is kind of cool to actually talk to someone who really has worked their way up locally and knows, you know, the reefs like the back of their hand, because you literally grew up there and you know all the spots to go to, what's changed, where's the best place to look, critters, named them, whatever you got to do, right?
Yes, that is absolutely true. I mean, I have been on all of the reefs around here, and I love all of them. I can remember the days that I didn't know anything about the GPS before GPS even came in.
Right.
And we used to have to use landmarks to go to places like the Bianca Sea, which is the largest cruise ship wreck in the Caribbean, and it's also the largest wreck in the Caribbean. And we used to have little bets between ourselves as young men growing up, who can hit the wreck first.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a secret which I used before we had GPS, because I'm like 100,000 years old. So, but before GPS, what we used to do, and this will work every time, you come up out of the water, you put an X in the side of the boat so you know you're at the right spot.
Yes, man. Well, what I always tell people when I go out, even now, about, you see that cow standing up under that mango tree over there?
Yeah.
Once you see that black and white cow there, you know you're at the right spot.
Ah, okay. All right. It sounds very close to Bill's interpretation of directions. But I'm guessing it works better for you guys.
I count how many waves we are away from the shore.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he doesn't own a dive operation in the States, just so you know. And there's a reason for that.
Very good.
I've only been allowed to pilot one dive boat. Just the one. And we're going to find that on the next dive, I'm sure.
Oh, maybe.
In his bathtub.
No, I hope not.
Yeah. So, Adrian, do you have a favorite spot? You mentioned the Bianca C there in Grenada. Do you have a personal spot that you like to take your customers to there with Native Spirit Scuba?
I have two favorite spots. One of them is the King Mitch.
The King Mitch?
Yeah, King Mitch is one of the wrecks on the south of the island.
Okay.
It's, from where I'm sitting here now, it's about 6 miles due south from here.
All right.
We go down and go along the point, go down to the airport, which is at the end of the island, and head out another 3.5 miles.
Does Adrian know we're not right in front of him?
Yeah, well, he described it. Yeah, he described it perfectly. You don't even need GPS. Just go to that side of the island.
It would really help
out.
If we were there, though.
No, maybe.
Yeah, and my second favorite spot is Wibbles Reef. Wibbles Reef being that there is lots of little clumps of coral all over the place on the south of Wibbles Reef.
Wibbles.
And you can find, on the north side of Wibbles Reef, you can find millions of creole wrasse. Sometimes you can't even see a body because there are so much fishes on there.
Oh, nice. Now you let me make sure we're saying that right. Wibbles?
Yes. Wibbles, as in Whibbles.
What is a wibble? I don't know.
They wobble, but they don't fall down.
That was on Star Trek.
Wibbles Reef was named by a British gentleman called David McNaughton, and he was my initial instructor up until rescue diver.
Well, don't you think
he
should have called?
The dive shop I worked in back in 89 up until 96. And we missed the Bianca Sea one morning because the current was strong, and we drifted onto this reef because he said we knew we missed the ship already, so we just continued along, and he just was rolling his fingers along saying wibbles, wibbles, wibbles. And apparently that's something that British people say as a part of speech when they have nothing to do.
I got
to
tell you, I think it was just this one guy. I've met plenty of English people, and none of them have ever said wibble, wibble, wibbles.
So we took a landmark and went back the next day.
I like it. Wibbles. So, yeah, those Brits are crazy. And they walk around and just say, wibble, wibble, wibble. And
that's how the Wibbles Reef got its name.
Okay. All right. You know what? If you just made that up, that's one of the best stories I've heard yet. And I'm going to go with it.
It's
a true story. I mean, I was there that morning. I was actually in the action. So...
Right.
If you ask any one of the other people from the dive shop, they wouldn't know how it came about.
All right, and he wasn't drinking.
Well, he's English. He was drinking.
He used to like Jack Daniels.
Okay, there we go.
He had a coffee cup, but no coffee.
Nice. I love it. Well, see, you know, this is the kind of atmosphere and storytelling you can get from a local there in Grenada. I love it, Adrian. We got to come down there and do some more diving with you, my friend, okay?
Yes, sir, man. I loved it. Sorry I didn't get to spend more time with you. I loved it spending time with you all. You're a great bunch of people.
Yeah, well, you back at you, my friend. He fed us a real nice lunch down there. It's nativespiritscuba.com. nativespiritscuba.com. You can hook up with Adrian. Go dive Wibbles Reef. Wibble, 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 wibble.
Yeah, don't forget to wibble your tribble.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So, tell me true, are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get a resort certified, a couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. And, you know, you need to plan your dive and dive your plan. And that's one of the mantras that everybody learns when they get certified. Like CJ here, he's one of my dive students. I taught you that little phrase, didn't
sure.
I?
Sure.
Do you remember that?
No.
Well, I didn't think so. But
he did teach you to wibble your tribble, though, right?
I'm not. Does that involve a tickle stick?
Yes.
Okay. It could. Yes. You could make it involve a tickle stick. Yeah, when I was trying to teach him that part of the lesson, I remember CJ off in the corner just going, wibble, 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 wibble.
He does know that the action is the juice.
What does O.J. Simpson have to do with anything?
I don't know.
All right. Well, look, when it comes to planning your dive, you have many places to go. You can obviously look at your dive manual. You can talk to a friend. You can go into a dive shop. You can use the internet. And Gary Hunt is on the line from Associated Oceans and a new website called Click and Dive, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, Greg. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. Now, Click and Dive, that's click, the letter N, dive.com, is a perfect place to plan your dive and then dive your plan, right? That's what it's all about.
It is. But most importantly, we wanted to make it easier for divers to actually see where they'll be diving before they book a trip. So imagine if you were to type in Bonaire and be able to have a web page for every dive site around Bonaire and look at the dive site and find out information about it before you went there, other than the fact it's just clear water and a lot of fish. Pretty cool?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and it is very specific. You can pick the dive sites, what's usually seen there, which operators go to that particular dive site, and kind of zero in on what your personal, you know, what tickles your fancy, and book with a dive operation right there at Click and Dive, right?
That's exactly right. Think of it like a Google for scuba divers. Finally, we have a way to not only, if you like sharks, you can click on sharks and do a search for shark diving or reef diving or wall diving, whatever you want. And the best part is we've screened the dive operators and the operations to provide our customers with the best service. They can rent equipment. They can book their trip online.
All right, now,
a few clicks.
I'm a little bit confused, Gary. I've gone online at clickanddive.com, and I see where you can choose, you know, what you like and where you're going to go and all that sort of thing. What I don't see is the fancy tickling link. Where exactly is the fancy tickling link for this?
You mean like tickle sticks? You mean like lobsters?
No. Oh. No, I would really like to have my fancy tickled, and I'm just looking for a place online where
That's click and tickle.
Oh, it's something totally different.
I think you might find that in Vegas later this year,
yeah,
Greg.
Maybe.
So if I go to clickanddive.com, I can find the place where I want to dive. I can find if I have something that I'm really looking for, whether it's wreck diving, whether it's...
Or you want to tickle some lobster down in the Keys.
Or if I want to find lobster or something like that, it's gonna tell me what dive sites I can go to, but there is not actually a fancy tickling link.
Not at this time, but you know what? That's something we could work on.
Yes.
It's a million-dollar idea. A million-dollar idea. It's my third
today. And
when
we put it out there, we're going to cut you in on the royalties.
That's
sure.
What I like to hear. I like the for sure part, because that means
now, no. We've only been out a month, so we're adding new dive sites, new dive operators, new resorts every week.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think you got the Key Largo covered pretty well, don't you? We're supposed to dive the Benwood tomorrow in Key Largo. That's on Click and Dive, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And good pre-show research.
And soon we're going to be adding the Art to Media 3D virtual tours of all the wrecks on the East Coast, West Coast, Hawaii, and throughout the Caribbean. So you'll also be able to look at that.
I'm telling you right now, you do a 3D tour of fancy tickling, and you are going to blow up.
Oh, boy.
I'm hanging with you guys at DEMA because I know this is going somewhere.
Yeah, it's going straight to jail is what it's doing. You might want to check with a bail bondsman before you join our crew.
But, I was already in jail this week.
But plan your dive and then dive your plan. Just start at clickanddive.com first. Click the letter N, dive.com. More coming up.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
To go, a lot of places to dive, and a lot of people to talk to on today's edition of the big show. Now, I've just been told our buddy Glenn in Hawaii from Kona Honu Divers is...
Yeah, careful with the pronunciation of his last name. All these Hawaiian names, sometimes it can be difficult to pronounce.
Glenn Anderson.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This one's not as hard.
Yeah, it's not as hard. Kona Honu Divers is the dive operation. I was told he's out walking the dog. So I don't know if that's a yo-yo thing. Isn't that a yo-yo trick?
It could be.
Or is he actually walking the dog?
I'm hoping if it's a euphemism, and I can't wait to hear what that Hawaiian expression means.
Wibble, 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 wibble. Glenn, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, good. Who is this?
This is Greg.
Oh, hey, Greg. How are you? I thought it was good. Bill again.
Yeah, no. This is you're on the air, my friend. In Kona? Are you in Kona walking your dog seriously today? You're not out diving?
Yeah, we went out last night, so it's kind of worn out. We had like about 20 manta rays at the boat last night.
Oh, nice.
Unbelievable.
Doing the night manta dive, huh?
Right.
Yeah. How are things going out there at Kona Honu Divers? You've been busy,
it's
obviously.
It's going great. We're still keeping our snorkels above the water from our economic problems, you know, around the United States.
But we're making it.
Good.
And so the mantas are out in force right now, huh? Has it been pretty high numbers like that lately? 20 mantas is massive.
It's been in the upper teens the last week.
Excellent.
Unbelievable.
What kind of water temp you have there in Kona, Hawaii right now?
It's right around 80, 82.
Okay.
Well, this is what I hate about talking to these Hawaii guys. The weather's always great. The water temperature's always great. They've always got gigantic animals walking by. And always with the dog walking. Always.
Yeah, we even had hammerheads this past week as well. And a monk seal.
A monk seal? It swam around with the divers.
With the divers, yeah. He stuck around for about a half an hour with the divers. And, he's very, very friendly.
Did he solve any crimes? Is that a different monk?
Yeah, it's a different monk. This one just sits around and goes home.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the radio show devoted to fish heads around the world.
Happy fish heads.
Expanding. We're going supersize starting next Saturday with a new clock, new format for the network. They're making us work longer hours now, Glenn. I've went from 2 hours a week to, well, still 2 hours.
That is not a valid phone number.
What? Excuse me? What happened?
Well,
he changed. He had a sex change while we were on the commercial break
I told you that I was convinced that that was a euphemism, and apparently he was walking the dog with that woman.
Interesting.
Maybe if you don't have a cute date.
Was that a wiener dog?
Maybe. All right. Well, we'll check in with Glenn another time at Kona Honu Divers. You can go to konahonudivers.com on the web and book that night manta dive. That sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it, CJ?
Oh, my God, yes.
That was an amazing experience when we were out there.
I would like to ride them like Aquaman.
No, you can't do that. That's illegal.
I saw that in cartoons when I was a kid. That's not...
Aquaman is not subject to state statutes.
Right.
You are.
Oh, because I'm not Aquaman.
Yeah, right. You're not.
You're like Aquanet Man.
That would be funny if I had hair.
Actually, it's funny because you don't have hair.
Yeah, I'm 11. All right, so what did he say?
He said 11.
No, I'm laughing.
Wibble, wibble, wibble.
He said it's a brief moment of levity.
Yes, just slightly. All right, Kona Honu Divers, they run a great dive operation. And when Gary's not out walking the dog, he's a great dive boat captain and fun guy to dive with.
But when he is walking the dog, he's a bastard. He's a dog-walking bastard.
We'll catch up with him in Vegas there in November for the DEMA show. November 17th through the 20th, by the way.
If you're looking to do some travel, international travel, I know you're going down to Ecuador, but it is very uncommon for the people in the President of the United States' home state for the police to go on strike.
Right.
You don't have to. You don't have any of the restrictions of international travel. You don't have to go through the customs process when you go to Hawaii.
You can go down there and get yourself some donkey balls.
I'm sorry.
Maybe there should be a little more restrictions, but
no, donkey balls, a little macadamia nut chocolate covered around.
Okay. He says little. They are as big as the top to his coffee.
The chocolate is grown there in Kona, Hawaii.
Okay.
You know, the cocoa, I guess, or whatever, and then they just. They just put a huge amount of chocolate around a macadamia nut.
It's like making a macadamia nut pearl. But instead of a grain of sand, they use a macadamia nut.
That's kind
of
cool.
And then the amount of chocolate they have on one of these donkey balls is literally...
He just likes saying that.
How come that we don't have those here in the
state? I don't know, because they're delicious.
Contiguous.
You put one in your mouth and you chew down on this thing. It is one of the most delicious pieces of candy
you can't just put it in your mouth. You have to chew it. Bite it and chew it because it's too big to fit in your mouth.
Donkey Balls is the brand that they sell there in Kona, Hawaii.
Now, is it dark chocolate, milk chocolate?
They have all kinds. They have salty donkey balls. They have dark donkey balls.
Dirty donkey balls, which
have like coconut shavings on them and stuff.
I think
stuff.
You're just trying to say donkey balls as much as possible.
Well, I'm, you know,
the Guinness
you think
Book of
with
World
all the
Records,
publicity,
we're only 73 short.
All the publicity, you'd think the donkey ball people would give us some, would just send us some free donkey balls.
Well, there's a big box by the front door I haven't opened yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Greg brought me back blue balls.
Yeah, they have a blue ball flavor.
It was a chocolate ball around, and then a white chocolate.
You can pretty much get those anywhere.
It's like a peanut M&M with a macadamia nut.
That sounds good.
Yum.
Thanks for bringing
them in
me
your
back
mouth. Chew on down.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down. All the way.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I could have swore I heard Captain Slate's recall system right. Oh, there it is.
Hey, now.
And there he is on the line. Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo is on Scuba Radio. How you doing, Cap?
I'm doing fine, my man. Flatcom Seas, come on down.
Yes, well, we're ready. Literally, as soon as we wrap up today's big adventure, we're heading down to Key Largo to do some diving with you. First thing in the morning for this this Rec Racing League thing, this H2O league thing that they got with these underwater scooters. Is it shaping up to be a pretty nice event this weekend or what?
Oh, absolutely. We had the first meeting last night. They're out there right now. I didn't get to run that boat today, and they're out there on the reef right this moment practicing over on the Benwood. And we had 18 as of last night signed up. Now, this morning I didn't get the final count, but we're going to have somewhere around 22 racers tomorrow.
That is awesome. And we are bringing Mermaid Tony up for the event.
We talked about that last night at the meeting. We know that.
Yes, and we're gonna. I don't know if we're gonna put her in the race, or at least just have her hold
now,
the checkered flag or
hold
something.
On. There was a meeting last night, and a subject of discussion was that Mermaid Tony was going to be there.
Absolutely. What's more important, Mermaid or talking about a bunch of guys diving? Come on.
That's a good point. Hey,
where's your priorities, mister? Come on.
That's right.
Bill, that's why you never get invited.
Lisa and a couple more that have raced before are going to race, so there's going to be some competition going on.
Now, do women have a disadvantage? Are they less streamlined?
They actually have an advantage. Most of them are a lot smaller than us big guys, so they're going to kick butt.
Yeah, I have no doubt about it. Yeah, yeah. Yep. And I know Tony would like to compete. I mean, she has a
competitive streak.
She does. And,
well, we have a thruster to put on her back.
A thruster?
One more time?
I hope that's a scooter, isn't it?
A Pegasus
okay.
thruster.
Oh. Boy, you're scaring me there for a minute. I thought I'm going to have to, like, up our insurance on this event or something.
Yeah, we better, that kind of thruster.
So, I mean, is the weather shaping up to be nice for the event tomorrow, or what's it looking
honestly,
like down there?
It couldn't be better. You can water ski on the ocean today. It's literally flat calm. I mean, I know boat captains are known to lie, but this time I don't have to.
Very good. Now, the Wreck of the Benwood, I don't know that I've dove that site in Key Largo before. What can you tell me about this place?
It's in 42. It's an old World War II Liberty ship.
Yeah.
Sunk. It was actually run aground because it was hit by it crashed with another ship running with its lights out during war in 1942, running with its lights out to keep enemy subs from sighting it.
Uh-huh.
And they ran into another U.S. ship doing the same thing. Remember, radar was in its infancy,
mm-hmm.
so they collided. The Tuttle hit it, another U.S. ship, and so the captain ran the Benwood up on the shallow reef. It's in 42 to 32 feet of water. The bow's up in 32, and the stern's in about 42. And it was a 327-foot Liberty ship, typical thousands of them made during the war, and it sat there for years, and then the Coast Guard, our Navy, I'm sorry, Air Force, out of Homestead, used it for bombing practice shortly after the war and up into the Korean era, and then they blew it down to its state. Now it's like I say, top, the shallowest part of the wreck is probably 28 feet, but the hull is intact in the sense that you can see the outline of the ship, but the superstructure is gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a second. They bombed a sunken boat?
Well,
is that, was that to give them a sense of accomplishment?
Yeah,
look what you guys did. You sunk a sunken boat. Congratulations.
Well, yeah. Target practice.
It's a pretty funny story. It actually indirectly was sunk by a sub because once it collided with a Tuttle, the captain ran it up, was taken on water and ran it up on the reef hoping to salvage it. But a German sub did hear the impact of the two ships and during the night put a torpedo in the Vanwood after it was already aground. So it was definitely not refloatable.
Hmm. Interesting. So both sides used it as target practice at one time or another.
Exactly.
Like. Interesting. Now, what about, is this in the Pennycamp Park area or the Marine Sanctuary or no?
That's the Marine Sanctuary. Yes, it's just north of the French Reef and south of the Spiegel Grove.
Okay. So here's the deal. CJ and myself are coming down, and then Tony's going to join us for this this Rec Racing League event. You can check it out at recracingleague.com and get more information about joining everybody tomorrow for that event. But we hope to do some lobstering over the next couple of days. Have you been getting any reports on the lobster down there in the Keys lately, there, Captain, or what?
I hadn't gone out since early in August, but they're catching them. When we go to our spots, we catch them.
Yep. All right. Well, hopefully after we do this little competition. I don't know if it'll
Well, you know, there's going to be another competition, Captain Slayton, and quite honestly, they should get you to judge it.
What do you
That's
mean?
It. What? I'll get to taste every lobster caught.
I think that Tony and Greg have a long-standing challenge that if they go in the water together, Tony believes she can come out of the water with more lobsters than Greg. Now, I will let you know that, and I don't know if you were chosen as the judge for this, if you would let this be legal or not. She's an accomplished pickpocket, and there's a chance that if Greg got any, he might steal them. She might steal them from him.
No, she won't steal them from me. I got this new handy-dandy lobster bag from Armor Bags. She will not be able to take my lobsters.
To pilfer your lobster.
No.
Nice. Well, that's good. That's good for you,
I'm going to school this girl and catching lobster.
She talks
a lot of smack when it comes to catching lobster there, Captain Slate.
Let's give her a lobster catching course.
Yeah, I'm gonna show her how the lobster slayer does it. That is the goal.
Okay, wait a second. I'm confused now. Are you going to show her how the lobster slayer does it, or are you going to catch more lobsters than her? Which one's it going to be?
You can't have it both ways.
Whatever works best at the moment is what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I would just go with using your tried and true technique.
Yes, I'm a looper 'em and show her how to do it. She's a net and a tickler.
She's a tickler and you're a looper. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're going to see.
Yeah, we're gonna put her to the test. But first, we got to put her in this competition or let her hold the checkered flag or something there for the event tomorrow. And by the way, it's a good memorial event for Wes Giles too, right?
My dear friend, yes, it is, and we named it after him, West Giles Memorial Shootout. So we're really happy, and so is Wes's family, and we have a beautiful T-shirt done with laser printer, and looks like a photograph of Wes with his camera. It's a great, great T-shirt.
Nice. CaptainSlate.com. You can go there for more information, too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Scuba Radio.
We
gotcha!
Get down, get down.
Gotcha!
Get down.
I got a new lobster bag. All I got to do is put lobster in it now. And CJ and myself are going to head down to Key Largo.
Would that make you the bear?
What?
CJ and the bear.
Wow. That's a stretch and a real old stretch.
Yeah, and kind of...
Hey, I'm a real old guy.
Greg Evigan.
Grevigan.
And I wouldn't be considered a bear in that community anyway. I don't think.
If you stopped shaving, you would. And I don't mean your face.
Bear was actually a chimpanzee, was he not?
I have no idea.
I think
I'm
you're right,
so
though.
Confused, yeah. But that makes no sense. It's how could a bear be a chimpanzee?
Wait a second. 70s sitcom.
What about Smokey and the Bear? Was Bear Bear an orangutan?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh.
Smokey the Bear, you mean? Not and the Bear. Smokey Bear.
It's something different?
Wow.
Smokey Bear is an old CB term.
You know,
for
I was
state
at the...
Trooper.
Did I tell everybody that
Breaker,
I was
Breaker
at the...
Breaker 1-9.
AARP convention last night.
Hey, tell us about it, Sonny.
Well, I'm just saying, for those type of memory lapses, that's definitely a sign
by
of...
By the way...
Dementia.
Someone told me...
What?
Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Oh, really?
That you have a daily ritual that you take Metamucil in the morning before you dive.
What? That is not
fiber.
True.
Is that true?
No. Not at all. No.
Is it Ovaltine?
No, it's not Ovaltine either.
Well, we need to figure out who's not telling the
truth.
It's
in the evening.
Oh, okay. Not in the morning.
No.
It's before the night dive.
Keeps me regular. My sciatica.
Yeah, when I get to a certain age.
No, that's, you take that with a shot of Jack.
And some oatmeal.
Metamucil and a shot of Jack.
Yes. But no, I don't know. We
call that the Yule Gibbons.
I put prunes in my martinis.
We got to do a little thanks to Peter Shields and the folks there at the at Ocean Point Suites in Tavernier, Florida. That's where we're going to stay while we're down there in the Keys this week. So if you're in the area, you can go to opsuites.com on the web and book a special rate they have going on right now. But a really, really nice resort. You're going to hear more about them next week as well. As some broadcasting from the AARP convention. I kid you not, they had a scuba pool set up there, and I was there with my recorder capturing the excitement all those 50 and over folks jumping in the pool and trying scuba.
If you were not satisfied with this week's program, we promise you next week's will be even longer.
Even more. We're going supersized. Expanded coverage of Scuba Radio starts next week. All right, till then, remember, it's always better.
CJ?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.